Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Dr. Alexander Heineke from Intel. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Alex, you are a new addition to the Intel environment, maybe not for the first time at Intel, but new to the company. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do and what your background is?
Yes. So I recently joined Intel Labs, in particular the Intel Parallel Computing Lab on the Santa Clara side in California. And our focus is to showcase how we can use Intel technology in parallel computing, right? So to adopt new technologies and to help people use this technology to solve their problems faster or better or more accurately.
Now, you just recently were recognized for some work. I believe it's the PRACE ISC Award. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about the research that went into winning that award.
This work basically covers how we can optimize earthquake simulations so that we can reach a high efficiency on the modern supercomputer architecture, which to the other end allows people, or especially the scientists, to get deeper insights in a faster time. So they can run more detailed simulations in a shorter time frame, and so can gather all the information they need.
What's the technical challenge that you were addressing here with this research?
So basically, you cannot predict earthquakes, right? They are just happening. But what we need to understand is basically how we, as you already mentioned, can protect our wealth, right, our cultural things, technology companies like that. And so we need to understand how earthquakes influence our environment. And basically, if we want to do this, we know the earthquake is happening somewhere outside in the desert, and now these waves are traveling towards our population centers, like here in the Bay Area here. So here's the Silicon Valley, and we need to protect everything. And now we want to study how these waves will shock the buildings, right? And we want to protect the buildings. And there exactly is the challenge. We have a small area where the earthquake is actually happening, but then we need to simulate over a long distance how these shocks are traveling through the soil and then hit the buildings. And we need high-resolution data that we can simulate these shocks of the buildings, because you have a big earthquake, but the building is just 200 feet times 200 feet or something like that. And therefore, you need the enormous computing power of today's machines, or even you would need future machines.
Now, I was reading a little bit before the interview about what you actually measured, and it seems like you measured an earthquake inside of a volcano. Is that correct?
Yes. So the first step, what you would need to do if you do earthquake simulation, you need just the seismic wave propagation. And then a good example to demonstrate this is the eruption of a volcano, because you have a single point where this eruption is happening, and then you want to see how the shocks send it out from this eruption point. And of course, like earthquakes or volcano, we have seismological effects here, and it basically doesn't matter what is causing them, but we want to understand how these waves are traveling through the Earth.
Obviously impressive. I know that you won the second PRACE Award in a row, which is the best paper at International Supercomputing for this research. One thing that I wanted to ask is, obviously, this was not you alone on a laptop. What were the mathematicians, scientists, geophysicists involved in this study?
Yeah, that's a really good point. This also shows the importance of interdisciplinary research in these days. So you need competence from all over the place, right? So we have mathematicians from the Technical University in Munich. We have the geoscientists from the other big university in Munich, that's the Ludwig Maximilians University. And we have experts from the computing centers, and we had experts from the computer science department. That means you need basically an expert in the domain that he can tell you what effects you need to simulate from the physics part of you, right? You need some mathematicians, guys, that can help you to select the most efficient solvers. And then, of course, you need the computer scientist people and the people at the computer centers that help these two guys to map their best-known methods and their best known physical accurate simulations with high performance on a high performance computer. And this was the case for this year's award, but also for the last year's award.
Over a quadrillion floating point operations per second, the first time that an Intel architecture machine sustained over a petaflop in a real application, and 147,000 plus processor cores at play. Where do you go from here in terms of that type of application performance? And what do you think that says to the scientific community about what's possible?
So basically, that shows two things. The first thing is, and which is really important, is that we need these big machines, right? And you see, we just simulated a volcano and not a big earthquake. And that means we need even more compute power throughout the next years or even throughout the next decade in order to really do a high accurate earthquake simulation. And also for other people, it shows us, okay, there is a justification for this big machine. Right? So we need really these machines to do the science. And we also know that there are other important problems like drug design or whatever, which also have these incredible high computing demands, and that it's possible for us today to basically use this machine as a whole to solve one important scientific grand challenge problem.
Obviously, Intel plays an important role in delivering this type of capability. What do you think is on the forefront for Intel's engagement in helping deliver this type of scientific breakthrough moving forward?
The machine we used for this simulation is based on the standard processor technology delivered by Intel, so it's the Sandy Bridge process, or the standard Xeon part. But of course, you need higher computing demand, as I said, and therefore Intel has launched this Xeon Phi coprocessor, which is exactly made for this highly parallel applications. And we also work hard on this to enable such simulations like this earthquake simulation for this part. And we really expect another performance boost by using this technology even in larger installations, like in the top one or top three systems of 500 most powerful systems on this planet, and just to gather even more insights. And that's true for all of the scientific applications. We can easily go by a factor of 20 more in performance just using this technology today.
If folks want to learn more about this, where would you suggest that they look for more information about the study as well as more information about technical computing solutions from Intel?
So I here can recommend basically the upcoming conference where also the award is granted. It's the International Supercomputing Conference in Leipzig, Germany in 2 weeks. There we will have a lot of demos at the Intel booth. Also, there will be press releases, and you will be informed about the upcoming trends in high-performance computing. And, of course, the recent work which got awarded is also published in this conference.
Thank you so much for taking the time today. Congratulations again on the award. Very exciting. And we'll have to have you back on the program soon.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.